Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So imagine this. You're a king, powerful, respected, and then suddenly you're running for your life. Your friends are gone, your allies too, and, well, even your own son has turned against you.
That's the chilling backdrop for Psalm 3, isn't it? It's King David's situation. Utter nightmare.
Exactly. And today we're diving deep into his prayer from that moment. Mm-hmm. It's raw, it's urgent, and honestly, it holds some surprising keys to finding real courage and peace, even when everything seems lost.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to unpack that, to see how his ancient wisdom, his trust, can actually speak into our lives today, maybe push us towards, you know, deeper obedience and stronger faith when we face our own battles.
And the context is just so potent. This isn't theoretical for David. He's literally fleeing Absalom, his son, who stirred up a massive rebellion.
Wow.
It paints this picture of being totally outnumbered, betrayed by those closest to you, feeling completely helpless, and yet his response is fascinating. He looks up.
Yeah, and he starts by just stating the facts, right? He says, you know, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me.
He doesn't sugarcoat it.
Not at all. And then he hears those voices, maybe internal, maybe external, saying, there is no help for him in God. Gosh, that feels familiar, doesn't it? That feeling when life just piles on and you think, I'm alone in this.
Absolutely. It's incredibly relatable. But what's amazing, as you said, is the pivot. He doesn't stay there.
He doesn't wallow.
No, he immediately shifts. He acknowledges the despair, names it, but then declares, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head.
A shield.
And that's powerful. It's not just passive protection. Think about ancient warfare. Mm-hmm. A shield is active, vital. It's like God is personally guarding his mind, his spirit, from those crushing words, from despair itself.
This is like a mental and spiritual shield too.
Precisely. It's this immediate act of faith, turning away from the overwhelming problem towards God as the active solution, the one who lifts his head when he feels like collapsing.
And the result of that shift is, well, it's kind of staggering. He says he cried out to God and then, I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me.
Yeah.
How do you sleep when you're literally being hunted?
Right. It seems impossible, but it's not denial. It's faith lived out.
Okay.
This is that profound ancient wisdom kicking in. Sleeping becomes this radical act of trust. He's physically demonstrating, okay, God, this is in your hands now.
He let go of the outcome.
Exactly. He trusted God with the outcome, which paradoxically allowed him to find real rest, deep rest, even with danger still all around him. It teaches us something crucial, doesn't it?
Yeah, that peace isn't about having no stress.
Mm-hmm. True peace, true rest, comes from trusting God with what's completely outside our control. And that act of trust, that surrender, it's actually an act of obedience that strengthens our faith muscle, you know?
So he rests, he finds peace, but then he wakes up and the threat is still there.
Mm.
Those 10,000s haven't magically vanished.
Still there.
But then he says, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Where does that sudden fearlessness come from?
Well, it doesn't come because the situation got better.
Right.
Or because he suddenly felt invincible. His confidence isn't in himself or his circumstances. It's anchored firmly in God being the lifter up of mine head.
Back to that image.
Yes. When fear screams at you, when the world says you're done for, Psalm 3 is this powerful reminder. God is right there. He's active. He's ready to lift your perspective, pull you out of that pit.
So it's not about pretending fear isn't there, but about focusing on God's presence despite the fear.
Exactly. It's this profound reliance on God that changes the inner landscape. It turns fear into this courageous trust, which is itself obedience.
And it's not just an internal feeling, is it? He says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. He actually spoke it out. Does that matter? Using our actual voice.
Oh, absolutely. And that connects directly to us, doesn't it?
I know.
Well, whether you're someone who journals, or maybe you pray out loud when you're alone, or even just whisper your fears to God, naming it, articulating it, giving it voice, and handing it over is incredibly powerful.
It makes it concrete somehow.
It does. It stops it from just swirling around inside. You don't have to carry that burden silently. That act of crying out, it's humble, it's dependent, it's practicing obedience. Cast your cares on him, right? And it reinforces that reliance on God, not ourselves.
And then he concludes with this really bold statement.
Yeah.
Salvation belongeth unto the Lord.
Yeah.
What's packed into that final line? It feels definitive.
It really is. And think about how countercultural that is, especially today. We're constantly told, you got to save yourself, hustle harder, fix your own problem.
Right, the self-reliance mantra.
Exactly. Psalm 3 points completely the other way.
It says,
ultimately, help, rescue, deliverance, victory, salvation, and it comes from God. It's his domain.
So it's acknowledging limits.
It's acknowledging limits, yes. But more than that, it's acknowledging his sovereignty and power. It's not passive waiting, but an active declaration. This ultimate resolution rests with you, God. And that's incredibly freeing.
Yeah, I can see that. That takes the pressure off.
It does. It strengthens faith because you're intentionally surrendering control, trusting his power over your own frantic efforts. That posture of dependence, that's really at the heart of obedience, isn't it? Recognizing he's the source.
Wow.
So the takeaway from Psalm 3, I think, for anyone listening who feels surrounded, maybe betrayed, just plain helpless, the message is timeless, really.
What is it?
Look up, cry out, find your rest in him. God is still the lifter of heads. He is your shield. That ancient wisdom is a roadmap to deeper faith, to peace, to obedience, showing us how God brings deliverance even when things look impossible.
That's such a powerful distillation of Psalm 3. David's prayer really does offer this incredible pathway, doesn't it? Towards trust, towards genuine rest, towards courage, right when life feels like it's crushing you.
Mm-hmm. A potent reminder.
God as our shield, our glory, the lifter of our heads. It's not just poetry, it's lived experience.
It truly is.
So here's something to think about. The next time you face one of those overwhelming mornings, will you remember David? Will you look up and cry out to God?
That's the challenge.
And for you listening, have you ever experienced that kind of deep peace, that surprising rest, even while you were still right in the middle of a storm, simply because you chose to trust God with how it would all turn out?